Hey, you know, this night would not be a complete night without hearing this one.
So here, direct from the burning, stewing pits of sewage, is J.C.
Mr. Mayor, dare you? You're a dirty disgustator taking over the airwaves, and I'm telling you that the threat to America is not coming from little green men. It's little blue donkeys who have gone against the will of God and put it's, my country has been hijacked in the last days.
Little blue donkeys.
Yes.
You must mean the Democrats.
It's terrible. It's disgusting.
I didn't even know what you were politically, J.C. What are you?
I am a super Christian conservative. You know me. You know what I stand for. You know
so
my.
So you continue to carry the water, do you?
Excuse me? I continue to wage the war against media pornography, corruption, and disgustation that I see going across our nation. And it's disgusting to me that a woman is going to be running things in the house. A woman is meant to clean the house, not run the house. Women need to shut their mouth, get back in the kitchen, and do what they're told. Because a man's will is the will that runs America, runs the family. And if we had stronger men who would stand up and be men, because all men are afraid to be men nowadays, and they need to run their families and run their women and keep their women quiet and covered up. And that's another reason why those Arabs want to kill us, is because we have hussies running around with barely nothing on. That's the whole reason.
All right, JC, that's about as much as I can handle. But I can kind of picture Edna right now, probably in a miniskirt, JC. I don't know, probably hauling down I-40 somewhere next to a trucker.
Of course, Edna,
that's quite
just
a picture.
Edna just couldn't take it anymore. She left JC, jumped on a guy's motorcycle apparently, and took off. JC couldn't handle that. And just a few weeks ago, Edna called Art.
First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, hi. Art Bell?
Yes.
Hello, this is Edna P. Pringle.
Oh, my God.
And
Edna Pringle.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm very sorry for those nasty things I wrote to you, and I was under the influence of J.C., and I was not thinking clearly.
Yes, well, J.C., let's see, I spoke with him about a week ago, and he was under the impression that very shortly you were going to be back at the compound with him.
No, I have to tell you that I've been a bit worried because I have heard that he was trying to track me down.
Oh, yes.
And I think I saw a friend of his in the town I'm staying, and I just wanted to ask you also, it's an honor speaking with you, but would you accept my apology?
Well, of course I would. Yes, you wrote some
yes,
disturbing things to me, but I understand you were under the influence of J.C., of course.
Yes, and I have some good friends here in Woodstock, New York, who are looking out for me, but I was wondering, that compound that you and George Norrie live at and pay rump, I was wondering if...
No. George Norrie does not live here.
Oh, J.C. told me you had a compound, you and George Norrie there.
Well, he's wrong.
Oh, well, I was wondering, you know, maybe I could stay at your compound. I could take care of your little baby.
Well, thanks for the offer, Edna. But if I were you, I think I'd keep your head down because, you know, JC's out there and he's looking for you hard.
Yes, I know.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to tell you that I do believe, in answer to your question, I believed about that before this came out on this fellow who died.
Oh, you mean Roswell?
Yes.
And so even Edna believes now that this is the real McCoy.
And Art is correct. I do not live on a compound. Old Edna. And I'm sure we'll continue to hear more from JC in the future. He just doesn't seem to go away. He's almost like a nightmare, isn't it, that keeps recurring over and over and over. You know, I used to take a call from a fellow by the name of Oscar, and we're trying to work out a great debate between Oscar, who claims to be the son of Satan, and JC. But some time ago, about a year ago, as a matter of fact, Oscar called Art, and I bet he wished he never did.
On the international line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. It's Oscar. I am the son of Satan, and I have some very interesting news for you tonight, Art.
You are the son of Satan?
That's correct, Art.
Why are you whispering?
Art, this is my voice. I'm not human.
That's your natural voice?
I'm not human.
You're a demon?
I'm a demon.
Well, if you're going to do a demon...
Then do a demon the right way, brother. There, you got a demon.
Art, do not mock Satan.
I wouldn't mock Satan.
No,
I'd never
Art,
mock Satan.
I'm mocking you.
You, buddy, I'm mocking you. You need to do something like this so you can sound like the real McCoy.
Art, I need to tell you who my latest victim's going to be.
And who now?
I've also told Mr. George Norrie that I'm going to possess Elvis Presley. He's alive in witness protection in the Midwest, Art.
Huh. Have you been taking anything for this?
No, the king is alive, and I want you to know that.
No,
I also
no,
want to tell you
not,
other
he's
important
deader facts. Than a doornail.
Art, he's not deader than a doornail. He's alive.
No, he's dead.
I want to tell you one other thing, Art.
What?
A portion of hell is located beneath Yellowstone. And the fiery, molten lava that is building up is something that's going to erupt very soon, Art, causing Yellowstone to go up in smoke.
And let me tell you something.
If you keep this up, you're going to hurt yourself. You understand? You're going to hurt yourself. I can already hear your voice beginning to break.
Art. Don't. I want you to know.
You got it. You gotta do better than that, brother. You gotta do better than that.
That's scarier than Oscar, to tell you the truth.